We are back for this final segment of today's Gunsmith Show, March 7th edition. Spring forward today. Make sure you set your clocks ahead.
Tonight. Yeah, tonight.
Tonight. So tomorrow
it'll
be.
Because that'll screw you up for the whole day.
I like
You'll
to do it early.
Dinner an hour
no,
later.
No, I do it. I do it early.
Earlier.
First thing, I'm going to do it. I might even do it Friday.
Do you flip your calendars like a couple days early too?
I did it Friday. I do. I see. I flipped. Yeah, I like being.
My calendar's already say April.
my clock, my bedside clock, already is an hour early, so I'll have to make it to 2 hours.
Oh, so you didn't change it last time?
No, I keep it an hour ahead.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have a couple clocks in my house that I'm like, you know, like the one on my furnace, the one on my thermostat pad.
Yeah.
I never reset it last time, so I'm going, hey, correct this week.
Yes. It's right again.
Saves me all that time.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just in time management mode. See right there? Well, and managing your time and your frustrations is what this segment of the show is all about. This segment of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Williams Gun Sight.
Celebrating 100 years.
100 years. Isn't it amazing?
1926.
I have so many cool businesses I go to, like three or four that are that age or more. I am just proud to know them and proud to be affiliated with them and truly call them my friends. They're on Lapeer Road.
They're great people,
just
and it's
west
a
of
great
Irish.
Store.
And I still get people ask me all the time, I've never heard of them. Where are they? Because they're new to the gun world.
Okay.
So I have to explain to them. Or I'll be over by Lansing, or I'll be out by Port Huron and tell them it's right down 69. It's an easy drive.
Yeah,
go there.
Right there.
So you can call them if you want. 810-653-2131. Certainly check out their website, which is williamsgunsight.com. And it's site, SIGHT.com. And you can always link to them right from our website, thegss.com. But know they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Indoor ranges, outdoor ranges, weather depending right now. If it's too wet out there, sometimes lower outside ranges close. But the inside ranges do pretty good in the rain. So they are very nice. And boy, have they done a job now. They got the lounge. They got the new memberships going on. So
$29.95 a month.
That's wonderful. So great way to be affiliated with them and get in there and use that range and take advantage of what a pure gem right here in our area.
Talk about practicing, too. It's, if you don't have a place to practice, you got that great indoor range, the outdoor ranges, like you say. So you can go and get the time to do your shooting so that you're comfortable with your firearm.
Right. Build your confidence and know how your weapon handles. You know, like me, I number my magazines. I watch how the ammo works. You can't just buy a gun, put it on your hip, and carry it. You need to know it works. It might not even work. So be very, very careful.
And they're a resource. I mean, the gunsmiths on site, all the accessories, they make gun sights.
You can't see the sights good. If your eyes are starting to falter or something, talk to the gunsmith. See if they can put a brand new set of their Triton, T-R-I-T-O-N sights. They make them right there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got them on a whole bunch of my Glocks, and I love them. And I don't, every time I look at a Glock that I haven't done it to, I'm like, I got to get that gun and get it done. I got to get new sights on that gun. So very important that you do, and you'll be happy you did. Now, what it all boils down to is in our thinking about today's show and how it all works, I want to talk about classic Americana rifles only, that are on their used gun list in calibers you can afford. The bullets, the ammunition is available, and I think you'll be long time served for these guns. Okay,
so some classics from Williams Gun Sight available now.
I got six to tell you about, so here we go. First one, a used, these are all used. None of these are clearance guns. Used Browning A-Bolt. It's a beautiful bolt action rifle, walnut stock, scope rings and bases, 22-inch barrel. It's got a magazine. I think it's a 3-round magazine or 4-round magazine, but it's in 270 Winchester. It has the rings for the scope as well. It is absolutely beautiful. These rifles are stunning. $604.95. What a gun. Second one. This one's pretty cool. This one's a throwback, but it is gorgeous. It is a used Marlin. Dan, it's from 1936.
Wow.
It has a the case-colored receiver, which is super rare for Marlins. And these old Marlins, I'm sure a collector is going to snatch this up quick. They're beautiful guns, and their actions are so smooth. They were so well-refined. This is pre-World War II, so sometimes you get, like, Winchesters that are made during the year. They call them war years guns. They weren't quite as well made as
mass produced. Yes. Get them out on the battlefield.
Well, these are 30-30s and stuff, though. Get them out basically just for people to go kill deer with, you know, to feed themselves during the war. Mm-hmm. Now, this one is outstanding, and is, you know, you got to think about it. The age of this gun, this Marlin from 1936.
What's the caliber, did you say?
30-30. Okay. So affordable, available. It's in the price they got it right now, $724.96. You can't beat that. I mean, that's a
lever action.
Lever action. Beautiful. Classic Americana rifle. You know, it's somebody's grandpa's rifle, I'm sure. But I'm telling you what, good one to snatch. Now, a little more modern, but in a caliber that's affordable and available. We got a used Mossberg Patriot. It's a bolt action rifle, well made. Basically American made. Some of the parts they say might be made in Mexico, but they're assembled here in America. They're put together. They're good guns. Mossberg has done a really good job with these guns. This one's in 30-06, 22-inch fluted barrel. It comes with one magazine, and it's got a 3-9x40 scope on it. So it's the hunting package right there. Anything in North America. You want to go shoot elk, you want to go shoot bear, this thing will do it. $404.95. So not only are they good prices, heck, they're bargain prices.
Yeah.
And they got, and you can get a 90-day layaway if you need it. So next one is a classic rifle. This is the Remington 700. And they are loved and admired by so many people. The Remington 700 is Remington's answer to the Winchester bolt action rifle. It is beautiful, smooth, good trigger. It has so many good things about it. I love my Remington 700s. And honestly, this one's in 243. So this is one of those guns that would be a great starter rifle. It'd be a great coyote rifle. It would be a really good
if you wanted to make them mad.
Antelope rifle.
There you go.
Because a lot of friends go antelope hunting with these. 100 grain bullets, takes antelope beautifully at 200-300 yards. This thing's, it's got a black synthetic stock. It has a scope base. You just have to put a scope on it because it has no iron sights. But it's only $504.95. So great gun, great price. You'd be well served with this one. Now, back to what I talked about early in the show. The number five gun is a used Ruger Mini 14, the Ranch Rifle in 223.556. Now, this one, listen to this package. These things run about a grand now, between $1,100 and $1,000. This one's used. Woodstock. It's got a Vortex 3-9x40 on it. It's got four magazines, and it's in beautiful condition. The Ranch rifle is designed to hold a scope perfectly. It's got the rings are mounted right into the gun, integral scope mounts, basically. And just a smart rifle. It was what my first Mini 14 was, and this was just like it. $804.95. So a great gun at a great price. Last gun I'm going to talk about is a used Savage Access 2. These are very nice guns. Again, smooth as silk. And I've hit kind of all the brands here. The only one I don't think I hit was actually a Winchester. The Savage Access 2, it's in 308 Winchester. 22-inch barrel. It's got a Bushnell. Listen to the scope. This is a 308. It's got a 6-24x50 scope, so 6-24 power. So this is designed for long-range shooting. The gun with the 22-inch barrel is a good gun for it. It's got a synthetic stock. It's got one magazine. But you can get this whole package for $424.95. So that, again, is a bargain. It's got a great-looking black stock on it. Built-in recoil pad. It's tremendous. Six American classic guns. Very affordable. Affordable ammunition. affordable prices for the guns, and they will make you a better marksman. If you stick with them, shoot them a lot, and get to know those guns, you'll be better for it. So go out there and get some practice. You know, that's the important part. Get to the range, get some practice, spend some time on the range, and know your gun before you go hunting. Or, God forbid, we have to use it in our militias to defend this country. But whatever we got to do is what we're going to do. How's that?
Yeah.
Is that an ending? Kind of?
Sure.
Shooter@thegss.com is my email. Send me an email if you need to. Let me know what you want us to do the show about, and I'll be glad to help. We did a heart screening last week in at Powers High School.
Yep.
in Flint. Just to let you guys know, 7% of the kids had major heart problems. Amazing.
So you caught some people
We caught five kids
were in
that
danger.
Were bad.
Life-threatening yes. conditions.
Yes. And
that's awesome.
We got another one coming up next weekend up in Cass City. So next Saturday morning, we'll be up in Cass City, and it's going to be exciting.
If you don't know you have the condition, that's the danger. It's you know, but if you know ahead of time, and that's what you guys do with these screenings, you catch these conditions.
Yep.
They can be corrected.
Yes.
And prevent a tragedy.
I was just on the phone yesterday morning with Jim, the superintendent of Marlette Schools.
Mm-hmm. And is that where you're going next?
Later. We haven't scheduled the date yet.
He's
not
got a kid
at
who.
School. Yeah, he has, his son is. He's doing really good. That's why I was checking on him to see how his son's doing. Some of the people we.
But he was caught. You guys, at one of your screenings, caught him with the condition.
He actually got a hold of me when I was doing an AED in her school and
gotcha.
Said, I got to tell you about my son. And he's doing good. So I'm very glad he's back playing ball in college and everything. So he's doing really, really good. So there are good stories out there, and we come across them all the time. It's not all doom and gloom. We're saving lives out there. So help us with
Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, TommySmith.org.
Yep.
You can donate there. You can see where they're going to be going for the screenings.
But this one in Cass City, it's not far from you guys.
Yep.
The whole Lapeer area.
When is it?
Get out there. It's next Saturday the 14th.
Saturday the 14th.
It's with Aspire, but go to TommySmith.org and you can sign your kids up right there.
Perfect.
Set a time that works for you and show up at Cass City at Hillsendale's Hospital.
Okay.
With Aspire. That's where we're at. So hopefully we'll see you out there.
Well, he'll have some time here first.
Yes, I will.
We'll do the Gunsmith Show again because we do it every Saturday from 8 to 9.
I'll be late to the party. Like
right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. No, we'll release him early. He'll get there. Don't worry. He will get there. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Back to the Ultimate Classic Rock right now.